Welcome. I'd like to welcome you to this evening's council meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, November 18th, 2013. I'm Mesa Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Pastor David Land of the New Life Assembly of God, and we'll then be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Ryan Gurr, who is a member of the Mayor's Youth Committee and also a scout, right? So we still have a scout, even though he's in Mesa. He's in Mayor's Youth Committee uniform, not in scout uniform. So please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to be able to call upon your name this evening. And in a time when it seems like that so many of our cities and communities are doing away with prayer, I am thankful that the city of Mesa still believes in opening business with prayer. So I pray, Lord, for our city, your blessings upon it, and I pray for our mayor and our city council people, that you would just guide them, granting them direction and wisdom, that everything that is done will be done for the glory of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. One of the great privileges I have as mayor is to work with a group of youth from nearly all the high schools, both public, regular public, charter public, and even private around our community, in what's called the Mayor's Youth Committee. And we have members of the Mayor's Youth Committee here this evening. These are the best of the best. They are recommended by guidance counselors and leaders at the staff at the school, and they go through a 9-month program where they get together and learn about the city and do all sorts of fun things and do service and everything. Tonight, to tell us a little bit more about the Youth Committee and to introduce members, or whatever you're going to do, is the president of this year's Youth Committee, Jayla Yan. Did I get it close?
No.
Even after that practice, you told me 3 times. That's okay.
It's all right. Trial and error.
Trial and error. More error than anything, right?
It's all in good faith.
Well, Miss Yan, I noticed I skipped the first name. Why don't you go ahead and take over? And you can see from her attitude the spunkiness and the things we have. We love it. So thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening. My name is Jalia Yan, and I am the president of the 2013-2014 Mayor's Youth Committee. Allow me to introduce ourselves. The Mayor's Youth Committee is an elite group of seniors and juniors from high schools around Mesa. Each year, school principals and counselors carefully select students to represent their schools on this committee. The MYC is a comprehensive, year-long program where representatives attend meetings, participate in public service, and learn about the functionings of city functions and issues. This year, the MYC is proud to announce that we are undertaking the mayor's assignment, where MYC groups will, the MYC will split into groups which will research a given topic, which will be then discussed on televised a youth summit broadcast on Mesa Channel 11. And now, I am honored to introduce the 2013-2014 MYC members. Please stand while I say your name. Let me get the list out. Right? Devin Beckwith. Naomi Chien, Amanda Coria, Luis Angel Coronado Jaimes, Ariel Degadillo, Ryan Gurr, Eric Hirschberg, Coldy Holt, Joshua Gerard Joseph, Grant Laufer, Tori Luttermoser, McWilliams, Ashley O'Crowley, Jacob Ormiston, Rajan Patel, Madeline Williams, Terry Wen, Avery Underwood, Abe Torres, Joshua St. Germain, Simul Shaw, Alyssa Santos, Juan Sanchez, Brenda Roca, Erica Preblick, Brittany Marie Poserino, Alex Petty, and last but certainly not least, Sterling Pendleton. The Mayor's Youth Committee is honored to be here tonight.
Kept waiting for her to mispronounce one of those names, and she didn't do it. All right, Jalia. See, I did it right that time, right? I forgot the Leah. I'm so sorry. Yeah, thank you. Great. Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for serving, and thank you for being honoring us with your presence. We really do appreciate it. And thank you for allowing me to get to know you and to work with you. And I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that the Youth Committee primary sponsor of staff members, my chief of staff, Ms. Kathy McDonald. Kathy, you need to stand or wave your hand or whatever. And Kathy works with Melissa Rondasso and Misty Wells in my office to carry out a pretty rigorous program over the school year. So thank you to Kathy for all the great work you do. All right, the next item on the agenda is the consent agenda, which will be read into record by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Downtown Mesa Association, one-day charitable event on Friday, December 6th on Main Street from Center Street to Robeson. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Fountain of the Sun Community Association, one-day civic event, Saturday, November 23rd, 560 South 80th Street. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, one-day charitable event Friday, January 3rd on Main Street from Center Street to Robeson. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, one-day charitable event Friday, February 7th on Main Street from Center Street to Robeson. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, one-day charitable event Friday, March 7th on Main Street from Center Street to Robeson. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Antipasto's, 1859 West Guadalupe Road. Staff's recommendation is for approval. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for Roadhouse Cafe, Double Deuce, 7000 East Main Street. Staff's recommendation is for approval. Item 4A, act on dollar limit increase for the term contract for the Structure Leather Boot Program as requested by the Fire and Medical Services Department. Item 4B, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for 12 lead heart monitors, defibrillators, supplies, and services as requested by the Fire and Medical Services Department. Item 4C, act on 3-year term contract for street sweeper brooms for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4D, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for pad-mounted 3-phase switchgear for the materials and supply warehouse. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase an upgrade to the automatic call distribution and interactive voice response for the Information Technology Department. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase 2 replacement sport utility vehicles for the Police Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4G, act on term contract for services for solid waste disposal, recyclable material processing, and green waste processing for the Solid Waste Management Department. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase new field maintenance equipment for Riverview Park. This purchase is funded by the Enterprise Fund Cub Spring Training Facility. Item 4I, Act on Contract for the West Mesa Sports Complex. This project is funded by the 2012 Park Bond Funds. Item 4J, Act on Contract to Purchase a Cloud-Based Customer Relationship Management and Box Office Ticketing System for the Mesa Arts Center. Item 4K, Act on Contract for Val Vista Transmission Main Project, Phase 1 Construction, Guaranteed Maximum Price Number 2. This project is funded by the voter-approved 2010 Water Bond Fund. Item 4L, Act on Contract for the Mesa Junior High Community Conversion. This project is funded by the 2012 Park Bond Funds. Item 4M, Act on Job Order Master Contracts for Water and Wastewater Construction Services. Item 4N, Act on Contract Authorizing the Mayor to Sign an Amended Employment Contract with the City Manager. Item 5A, Act on Resolution Authorizing the City Manager to Accept Funding Made Available through a Subgrantee Agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for the Mesa Police Department for COP Link Maintenance Fees. Item 5B, Act on Resolution Authorizing the City Manager to Enter into a Lease Agreement with the Barry and Peggy Goldwater Library and Archives, an Arizona nonprofit corporation for property located at the southeast corner of McDonald Street and First Avenue. Item 5C, Act on Resolution Approving the Assessment Diagram for the Elliott Road Improvements Street Assessment Project. Item 5D, Act on Resolution Fixing the Hearing Date to December 9, 2013, on the final assessments for the Elliott Road Improvements Street Assessment Project. Item 5E, Act on Resolution Authorizing the City Manager to Execute all necessary documents to effectuate the conveyance of the property known as the former Air Force Research Lab from the United States Air Force to the City of Mesa. Item 5F, Act on Resolution Authorizing the City Manager to Execute the Second Amendment to the Mesa Proving Grounds Pre-Annexation and Development Agreement with DMB Mesa Proving Grounds LLC to resolve city obligations related to impact fee credits and to extend performance dates for accelerated infrastructure projects related to future hospitality and convention center developments. Item 6A, Introduction of Ordinance Amending Various Sections of the Mesa City Code, Title 9, Public Ways and Property, Chapter 13, Foreign Trade Zone, to update Title 9, Chapter 13, and to make changes to conform to federal law and providing penalties for violations of the ordinance. Item 7A, Act on Ordinance regarding Z13-050, 3831 and 3841 East Main Street, located east of Val Vista Drive on the south side of Main Street, rezone and site plan review to allow for expansion of an existing general commercial use. Item 7B, Act on Ordinance regarding Z13-052, 6560 South Mountain Road, located north of Pecos, on the west side of Mountain Road, rezone and site plan review to allow the expansion of an existing industrial facility. Item 7C has been removed from the agenda. Item 8A, Act on Subdivision Plat Cortabella at Mountain Bridge, the 8700 to 8800 blocks of East McKellops Road, located north and west of East McKellops and North Ellsworth Road. And Item 8B, Act on Subdivision Plat Parcel 9 at Mountain Bridge, the 8700 to 8800 blocks of East McKellops Road, located north and west of East McKellops Road and North Ellsworth Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. There is one item that that is also included on the consent agenda. It's item 5G, canvassing, declaring, and adopting the results of the special bond election held on November 5th, 2013. Okay. Is there any item? Thank you. Is there any item a member of the council would like removed from the consent agenda? Are there any requests from the public to remove an item from the consent agenda?
No request, Mayor.
All right. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, second from Councilmember Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. Vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The consent agenda is approved. The next item is on the agenda is item 9, conduct a public hearing prior to the release of the petition for signature for the following proposed annexation. A13-04, annex in District 5, annexing land north of Adobe Road and west of Signalby Road, 40 plus or minus acres, initiated by the property owner. Is there any, I declare this public hearing open. Are there any questions or comments from the council? Any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
There being none, declare the public hearing closed. Are there any requests to speak from the public?
No requests.
Okay. There being none, I have a motion from Councilmember Summers, a second from Councilmember Richens to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.